Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of The Odd Topic. This is season 2 of The Odd Topic. And I'm not alone. I'm with KC Kandeke.
How are you doing, bro?
I'm good, man. And how are you?
I'm good. I can't complain. What are we getting into today?
For today, we'll be looking at university, you know, maybe expectations versus reality, you know, that sort of thing, you know.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, we both have quite the experience with university.
Yo. It's crazy, man.
Yeah. So, what is your thinking like going into university? Was it like a thing of like you're scared or like you're excited?
No, I think the first thing that actually popped up in my mind is, okay, I'm going into this new environment. And I think that one of the first things that you would think about isn't even like learning or anything. It's going to be like your social life.
Yeah.
Like you're going to go there like, never have I been like the new guy and not known everyone. Like, for example, not known everyone. For example, let's say in my primary, okay, I was the new kid, but you know, I had grown up with like those people, like, so I was sort of used to that sort of space. I was used to specific people. Came to a different school, like in secondary, but I knew people already, so that was like an advantage. But uni never had that guarantee that I'm going to know anyone from there, you know.
Yeah.
So I went into it like thinking, okay, like, how am I going to be? Am I going to be an introvert or extrovert? Am I going to make friends? And yeah, how is it going to be the first days, you know? You're fresh, so you're wondering am I looking lost, you know, that sort of thing. So I feel like that was one of the first things that I actually thought about, like, when going into uni, like, how am I going to be very social? Because I feel like I'm in the middle, though. Someone would think I'm an extrovert, but no, it's because I'm comfortable with
it. I think seeing like both sides of you, I would say you're like in the middle.
Yeah, definitely.
I'll
be an extrovert to some certain degree, but then I'll have some introverts personality traits here and there. So I think that was like one factor for me, is that how am I going to like make friends per se, and where am I going to target my friends from?
Yeah.
And since I don't know anyone there, what about you? How was it for you, like, going into it, like?
I think for me it was a thing of like, I think for me I kind of knew that I didn't want to do university in Zambia.
Oh, okay.
You know, it was a thing of like, university in Zambia wasn't really a thing.
Yeah.
So I kind of knew going into university that it would be kind of a weird situation. It would be really awkward, like a bit scary here and there.
Yeah.
And it actually was like a bit awkward and a bit scary. Because you're going to like a foreign place,
exactly.
Foreign people, not the same sort of like you know values and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Just different characters.
This guy has had the tour of the world, please.
Not really,
he's
man.
Had the tour, bro.
For me, I know that as long as I haven't gone outside of Africa,
then
I haven't gone anywhere, bro.
But I feel like that must have been, I'm sure it was scary, but obviously coming to think about it today, it'd be like that sort of experience that you had, like, with different cultures actually made you appreciate, like, other people, other sort of personalities, and made you, like, open to maybe networking.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's important for, like, your job and whatever, so I'm sure that it worked out good for you.
Yeah.
Maybe not, I don't know.
You know, it was a thing of, like, as you're like exposed to all those sort of characters and everything, you also have to do a lot of adapting.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
So you have to like observe and then see how this person acts.
Exactly.
Because, you know, the way someone reacts to something wouldn't be the same as someone else.
Yes.
So
exactly.
There's a lot of observation, adapting to like different lifestyles and everything. But like you mentioned, the social life
aspect. Yeah.
What did you expect about, you know, from university, about the social life, and then what was like your reality of it?
Well, you know, I wasn't one of those people who were like, okay, I'm going away from home and I'm going into this new place and I'm like, yay, freedom and whatever, because like I said, I'm like more of an introvert and like an indoor type of person, like most of the time, like, yeah, we can go out, do like some activities, you know. I might sound boring, but yeah, I'm just saying, like, I really enjoy like some inside time, maybe like movies and whatever. So when it came to the social life, my assumption was that I was going to find people who really party a lot. Like, you know, that was just like my general sort of thinking. I'm just going to find people who are like, you know, the one to get loose, go to the club and everything. Then in my head, I'm like, but that's not the sort of lifestyle that I live or I've been raised by. So how is that going to work out? Like, am I actually going to find people who are, you know, going to be in line with the sort of things that I like? But it was really different, you know. That assumption was very, very wrong. One thing you need to understand about going into like a university space is that you meet a lot of different people, and it's not that you just meet one particular group of people and you'll be like, hey, okay, I just have to, you know. No, there's some really different personalities. And depending on what type of person that you are or the things that you like to do, you definitely find some friends. Good friends and bad friends, of course. Like,
definitely.
There's, uni has got some deep stuff. Like, you know, this was one moment where I've seen it all. I've seen every sort of person you can imagine. Like, I've seen people who have been hooked on drugs. I've seen people who don't take their academics very seriously. And one thing I would advise...
And all like, that someone, comes from, like, social life, eh?
Yes, exactly. One thing I would advise someone who's going into uni, just know what you're going there for. And I'm big on individuality because that's the only thing that you have as a person. So what makes KK is what makes me. Like, you know, I should just be able to be myself in whatever sort of space. I mean, I shouldn't necessarily change for anyone. And especially if it's anything that's not going to benefit me or anything that's going to be sort of toxic, I shouldn't be able to, like, change myself or put myself in a position where I'm acting out of character. I have a question for you, actually. When it came to living with other people...
How is it for me, living with other people?
Yeah.
Ish. I think living with other people for me was... It was a struggle. And I think up to today, I still don't like it. Especially for long periods of time. I don't necessarily like it. I think it's a lot of adapting to do.
Yeah.
Because people come from like different backgrounds and everything. So that thing of adapting to someone and how they were raised is different. Because not all of us are raised like in the same situation.
That's really true.
So it's hard for you to tell someone to do a specific thing in a certain way when, you know, that's not how they were raised. Or to them, the way you do things is very, very foreign. So yeah, I think it was a different situation, man. I didn't like it.
I still
don't really like it.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like it was good in terms of like you reminding yourself of where you come from. In the sense that, you know, for me, like, you know, my parents are very strict about on me, like, you know, being clean and everything.
Exactly, yeah.
So when you're with someone else and they're not maybe up to the standard that you're used
to,
you're like, okay, yeah, I remember my mom, you know, be teaching me to be this clean.
Exactly.
And then it hits back when you're like, okay, yeah, my mom really did a good job of like raising me and everything. Because you see crazy stuff,
man. How are you living there?
I know, you're like...
How are you living there?
You're like, how are you doing this or how are you doing that?
Yeah.
Why are you doing that, bro? So, yeah, it was quite a situation. But, yeah, I just don't think it's something I necessarily like.
No, I agree. I totally understand with, like, the points that you put out. I don't think I even have anything else like to... I don't know what you've said. Like, that's exactly my experience. It was very different.
But I think my social life, I think I'm more on the introverted side of things. I'm a very introverted person. I like, you know, to be alone for the most time. And then, you know, go out once in a while, but I need to, like, come back and recharge.
Exactly.
Like, be alone and everything.
Enjoying your
own time. Uni was, like, a testing place, bro.
Yeah.
It really tested me, man. Like, the times when I would be like, okay, I'm okay, I can handle the situation.
Exactly.
And then people are like loud and everything, and they're like,
this is killing me. I should be my own place. Yeah,
exactly. I'm like, no, I really can't do this.
Really had to adjust. But you know, the funny thing about being like the first year, I remember one of my friends was helping me look for a boarding house. And you know, the idea of living with people for me is that I had never been to a boarding school
mm-hmm.
or anything like that. We were at the same school, obviously, and yeah. it was a day school. I've always been in a day school.
Yeah.
Almost went to a boarding, but it never happened.
Yeah.
So now that was, I had never lived with anyone else apart from my brothers and my brother and my sister. My mom and my dad. Yeah. Apart from living like with them, I had never actually gotten into a space where I've lived with other people. So for me, I was even telling her, is it possible that I can have my own room? I'm like, coming to think about that, I'm like, who do you think you are?
Yeah.
You can just go and, you know, have your own room. Like,
Like,
I was like, I was thinking of the worst possible thing that would happen in that sort of era. But coming to realize that I made, like, some really, really good friends that I have till this day.
Mm-hmm.
Because we were in the same space, we were roommates, you know, guys who have graduated. You know, and going into the house, I remember I was the youngest. So, you know, my assumption would be like, obviously these guys would be picking on me. But I met a lot of cool people.
Definitely.
Although, you know, the way, you know, arguments here, they are not with me because I'm not very problematic. But you could see like, that in the house, there was like some tension sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
It's just normal, like living in a space where, you know.
I think the social life in university is a lot of adapting.
Yeah,
whether it's in class, whether it's at your where you're staying, whether it's when you're in a social situation, there's a lot of adapting to like different people with different traits, different characteristics, different personalities. You just really have to adapt to a lot of things. So that was my expectation of university. I was just like, it's gonna be a lot of adapting. And differences and learning, and that's the way it was. What about freedom? Did you feel like, you know, once now that you're, you know, out of your parents, kind of like out of your parents' house, that, you know, now I can go do this, I can go do that, there'll be more freedom, more time, you know?
No, and I think I already touched on that. I said, for me, coming from the type of household that I was in, my parents were not necessarily strict, but they would talk to us about certain, like my mom especially, would talk to us about certain things. So we never had that thing of, is it FOMO, fear of missing out? That's what it's called, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, we never had that thing. So me going into a different space and thinking, I have freedom, wasn't really something for me. I didn't grow up with the most like strict parents. They would tell me, no, don't do this. And they would actually explain. My mom would explain to me why she's telling me why, you know, I shouldn't get involved in certain activities, what the long-term effect would be towards it. Like, I've been privileged to have that sort of guidance ever since I was young, and just like observing how my parents are and everything like that. I've never had like a moment where I'm like, hey, I'm finally up, I'm out these streets, bro. And it's never been like that. I've never really thought about it like that, and it's just based off of how I was raised. What about you?
I think for me, it was more of, I think I kind of relate to the situation because it also wasn't a thing of my parents being super strict on me. So, you know, going to university wasn't really like the biggest thing for me. And I know that most people, it's actually the opposite.
They're looking forward to getting out of the
house. I don't know if I can say it's mostly on the female side. That I don't know from what my I have observed, like in life, you know,
hating coming. I understand what you mean.
No, like not even like in a bad sense.
Yeah, yeah.
But like you know, they have now more time to be like more free, less responsibilities at home. You know where they are now.
I had one of my female friends telling me she's always been the maid at home, and you know, when she moved out, she was just like, at least I'm no longer the maid.
But not in a bad way. But freedom is there. But I feel like you know, school sort of also keeps you busy.
100%.
Yeah. So like, what was your expectation of like the school working university?
You know what? I knew what I was coming to do. By the way, I'm studying pharmacy, and already having a
parent. All the ladies who want pharmacists in their life, illegal drug, you know, distributor.
Since the economist right here was making things better for us in Zambia, come on, don't gas me up, bro, don't gas me up.
Yeah, you're saying?
Yeah. Coming from a space where, you know, the first thing my dad told me is like, for me, when we're in grade 10, 11, he used to ask me, so what do you want to do? Actually, we're going to school with my sister, my brother, and whatever. Then we so have you decided what you want to do in school? Like, I think it would be my mom or someone else asking in the car. And my dad would be like, he's doing pharmacy. I'm just like, give me some space. Let me try and think. I haven't really decided. But yeah, I knew what I was getting into. He never really told me that, okay, it's going to be easy or hard. But he's just like, no, you'll manage.
Yeah.
I got into it, eh? First year, I was just like, okay, what's going on? Like, what's this, you know? Like, trying to still figure it out, you know, and whatever. The school work, I didn't have, like, really high expectations, or maybe like I'll just finesse it and go. I knew that okay, it was going to be kind of rough because I had a sibling who was already in uni, so and I used to see the way she was studying or whatever. So my thoughts on it were like, okay, obviously there's going to be, I need to apply myself and whatever. It's not going to be a walk in the park. So I had that like from day one.
Yeah.
Like I can't just, I know I'm not just going to finesse it. And I could hear stories from my seniors that, you know, first year. And then, you know, well, there was a time I was studying something and I was talking to one of my roommates and I was like, this thing seems easy. Then he's like, but first year. Like, you know, that sort of thing. So that's what I would say. What about you?
I feel like in uni, I kind of, you know, because of social media, you see all these, like, memes and everything. Man. You know, I feel like every student follows the student problems page on Instagram or Facebook.
Yes.
So it's like one of them, you know?
Yeah, I
see, like, people complaining about it and everything. So I feel like, for me, I kind of went into university with expectation that things are going to be hard.
Okay.
That things are going to be hard from the get-go, you know, that sort of thing. But, you know, I don't know if it's just my program, but, you know, the first year wasn't bad, hard. It wasn't hard. It was just very busy. So it kind of made me, like, relax a bit.
It's manageable.
You know, I go after your second year, it's like, it's getting a bit intense. Third year, like, You relate to the memes, bro. You relate to, like,
definitely
everything going on and everything, And then fourth year is just something else on its own. It's just,
funny thing is, I saw a meme about uni. Someone said, uni will make you set an alarm for sleep for like 2 minutes or 4 minutes or 16 minutes, you know? And that's totally true. Like in medical school, like the sleeping hours reduce, you know, because you feel like, you're wasting time, but you know, like not doing anything.
So it's really tough.
It's quite intense.
So those are my expectations. I was like, okay, it's not as hard. And then, you know, I was really surprised. And I'm not trying to, like, you know, discourage any future university goals.
It's got some really bright sides.
Bright stuff. And I'm sure we'll get into it. We'll talk about it and everything. But yeah, that was my expectation on, you know, the school and everything. But like, how did you deal with, or how are you dealing with?
Why are you laughing?
Because I remember you're still in university. How do you deal with expectations in terms of like grades and everything? You know, you write a test and you expect this sort of grades. Maybe you don't get it or you do get it. How do you deal with that sort of thing? Or like, what's your experience on it?
My friend, listen, it's rough out here. Listen, this is not high school where you're finessing 80s. No, I'm just playing. Listen, but I feel like you need to really limit your expectations when it comes to like assessments and everything like that. Hey guys, let me just be honest. When you get although I don't like playing with 50s, like for me passing personally, the standard that I've set for myself is like when I get a 70, I'm like happy about it. But when I get a 50, I'm just like, I'm also happy, you know. And that's some people who even like friend is even dancing.
Yeah,
it was like 50. Wow. Yeah. Like, you know, like you know, the work is sometimes, like, at this point that we've reached in the year, I mean, I would say the work is, it's not hard, it's just bulky. There's just a lot to do, bro, in a very short space of time before you write exams. So, for grades, your expectations, I feel like, just accept, okay, let me just say this. If you fail an assessment, don't really dwell on it. Like, you have to be in that sort of mental space where, okay, you understand, like, okay, I failed. Like, mm-hmm. okay, be sad about it. Like, for me, let's say I failed the test or whatever. Because
mm-hmm.
it happens, guys.
Yeah.
I passed tests, I failed tests. Yeah, it's normal. I failed a test. I'll feel sad about it, but it won't take, like a week or whatever. I'll just, in that moment, I'll be like, okay, this has happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's even reached the point where I look mm-hmm. at things and I just laugh. I'm like, okay, no, this is it. It's not the end of the semester. That bad grade doesn't necessarily mean you'll be a bad doctor or pharmacist mm-hmm. or economist or whatever course that you're doing. Eh? That one grade should just make you wake up and say, okay, what can I do better that I didn't do in this test that I can take to the next one?
Definitely.
What can I do from that test and take to the next one to the exam, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's the mentality that you should have. Don't really expect that you'll be getting like 100 all the time or like 80s and 90s. Like, just appreciate, when you get your 80, appreciate it. Like, okay, treat yourself. That's what I do sometimes. Mm-hmm. I pass, I treat myself, you know? Like, I'm proud of you. Give yourself like some positive words of affirmation and whatever.
Yeah, keep going with like you. What you said in terms of like you mm-hmm. treating yourself is important.
It's really important
because in university, with grades happen and where school happens, you're going to have a lot of ups and downs.
Most definitely,
it's like maybe a rare case when you're just going to flow through university.
Yeah, it's rare.
One of those smart kids.
Yeah, but if you're one of those, like, shout out to you. But I think the smartest bro who struggled in uni as well, because it's a different space.
Yeah, it's a very different environment, different space, different ball game.
Yeah.
So yeah, I agree with you when you say treat yourself, even the small victories, like celebrate them, bro.
Celebrate them.
Because you never know what's gonna happen the next time.
Yeah, you never know.
But what I'll say when it comes to like grades and everything is that, you know, I think do your best.
Yeah.
Find out what works for you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think the most dangerous thing to go into university is now for you to try and experiment in terms of like getting to know yourself, getting to know how you study.
Yeah, I get you.
Like, find out what works best for you.
Exactly.
And don't worry about what other people think.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you can come from school and sleep maybe from like 5 p.m. Until like midnight.
And wake
up and study, you know?
Exactly.
But just do what works for you.
Yeah.
That sort of thing.
And one night that people do, it's not even the hours that you will spend. Bruh, there's some people who can spend 3 hours and get more concepts than you, and some people can study 5 hours or 6 hours or 7 hours straight, like without even breaks. And
like, just go at your own pace.
At your own pace, but know make yourself, sure that you're.
But just do your best.
Do your best. Yeah. You're
definitely.
Right.
But university and expectations and results and everything.
Yeah.
I feel like just go in and do your best.
Yeah, be prepared for anything. I've had the lowest lows when it comes to like pharmacy. I failed before, you know. I failed the course, you know. I was like, what?
Yeah.
This is really happening, you know. But one thing I realized is that brought me closer to God.
Mm.
You know, I had to go back and be like, okay, I understand this has happened. I had to accept it very, very quickly. And, you know, that just made me even better.
Yeah.
Like, my grades became way better after that because I had a mentality switch now. Like, okay, I need to study smartly now. Because that's the way uni is.
Yeah.
You study smart.
Not hard.
Study smart. Exactly.
I definitely agree.
If you're one of those who's going through a moment where you have a little bit of a setback, I'm telling you, life changes.
Yeah.
You might think, that's the funny thing about uni. You might think someone is ahead of you, but you find that there are situations where you become their senior.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, uni is... it's crazy. Appreciate where you are. And also, another thing that I want to talk about is don't look down on anybody who's lower than you. Things change abruptly.
Definitely.
Anything can happen. Just appreciate where you are.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a senior, learn to help like your juniors. Even if they come to you, don't have that thing where, hey, come on, man. I'm your senior. You're talking to a senior,
you know,
bro.
Uni humbles you, bro.
It does.
Uni brings you down from like
it
your pedestal,
does.
Bro.
It does.
Because that senior who's like, what, says all these things, eh? You find him in your next course or your next subject or your next module, whatever you call it.
And they're just like, bro.
Yeah.
How are we here together? Like, man.
Uni is humbling, bro.
Yeah, it is.
I feel like just take it one step at a time.
Yeah.
Do your best, do what works for you. And to work out with time.
Keep God on your side, bro. Pray.
Definitely.
Hey, prayer.
Definitely.
With all those personalities that you need, you need Jesus.
Definitely, man.
You need Jesus.
Definitely, man. Okay, yeah. So, even in terms of university, you know, there's obviously that big thing of like relationships.
Yeah.
How, what was the expectation like of relationships going into university and then like your reality?
You know,
it's a sensitive topic, guys. But we are covering for you.
We are
so
covering.
Make sure you follow us on Instagram,
exactly.
Facebook, subscribe, share, do whatever you can.
Amen. Amen to that. Amen, amen. Ah, when it came to relationships, what can I say? You know, we've grown up in a space where, like in high school, most mothers, like a typical Zambian mother, would tell you, ah, my friend, like, don't date in school, date in uni, you find someone in uni, you.
boy,
was she wrong?
Ah, crazy, man.
Bruh, I don't know. Okay, it works out for some people, but yeah, that was just a joke. But yeah, it works out for some people. But my expectation when it came to relationships is that I'm going to find my wife in uni, bro. That's what I thought. You know, okay, I'm still in it, guys. So there's a chance, 1% chance. I'm about to finish, but 1% chance that it may happen.
For me, that's done.
Hey man, masters, come on, man. There's masters, PhD, you know.
Yeah.
There's still a lot to do. But on a serious note, when it came to relationships, I was thinking, okay, in my head, this was like, okay, this is a time where I need to like really focus on finding like a life partner. I still feel that way, but you know, I haven't really made it like priority now. I feel like when it comes to like getting to know people, whatever that's going to happen will happen. It will flow and whatever. I've learned a lot along the way. A lot. Yeah, that's a conversation for another time. We'll see. Maybe I might not talk. You know what? We'll just bring them here, we'll bring the girls and we'll say, oh no guys, let's have a discussion about what happened, If they crucify me, you'll listen firsthand. Subscribe.
Definitely.
Nah, I'm just playing. But basically, it's the finding a long-term partner, and I still believe in that. Like my desire is I want to find someone who God, you know, has for me. You know, someone who's driven. And I don't know. I feel like this is another podcast. I can't be saying this is very dangerous. You can't be mentioning qualities that you want.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a different podcast.
Yeah, it's a different podcast. Yeah. But basically, in a nutshell, I feel like my expectations are still that I'm supposed to find someone who I'm going to have a future with. Yeah, that's anything else that I would add. No, I think of it. What do you think?
For me, I feel like relationships was like you know, from like the movies and the series that you watch, you see the relationships in university and you're like, oh okay, wow, this will happen to me too, you know, I'll get this person.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to go on picnics. Yo, we're going to do what
you reminded me of something. Do you know that funny thing that it's always in these like cliche movies, bro?
Yeah,
where like it's raining, whatever. Then there's a guy, he's running, trying to go for his class. Then there's this girl, she's holding books, they bump into each other. She drops the books, they look at each other. And they look, he looks into her eyes and she's like,
zero.
Then they pick each up, oh hi, Mark, no, I'm Stacy.
Yeah.
Bro, come on.
Nothing.
That was your expectation?
Yeah, you know.
Okay,
maybe not that not that.
Yeah,
extent,
I was being dramatic.
But I was like, okay, you know, university would be this nice time and everything. But I feel like, you know, I feel like for most people in university, they were there to like have a good time, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, I was looking for someone who was like, okay, yeah, aren't you, you know, possibly, potentially, you could be my life partner.
Yes.
You know, that sort of thing.
Yes.
But most people in university, you know, like we talked about with the freedom thing.
Yeah.
It's like a thing of, okay, I'm away from my parents for the first time.
Yeah.
So I have so much freedom.
Exactly.
So I want to do the most things.
Man.
And that's like including other things, bro. You know, so many other things.
That's a different podcast.
Yeah, different podcast.
Different podcast.
Different podcasts. I'm sure you can check out the Love versus Lust episode.
Yeah, that's a very good. It's a very good.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah. So you know, it was a lot of things, man. You know, you people are not really having the same motives that you have. You want a life partner.
Mm-hmm.
They want to have fun. So mm-hmm. you know, for me, it was a lot of like struggling to find that person who,
hey man,
also you know has the same motives.
Still going through that, yeah, you know, bro. Like it's really hard to find someone really who
tough.
Really matches.
It's really tough. I'm not saying they're not there.
They're there.
I think for the most part, people have the agenda of having fun in university.
Man.
You know, living the life, living the single life, you know,
doing that sort
of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like, yeah, it was just a thing of me lowering my expectations and being like, okay,
100%.
Being like, okay, most people here are not really there. They're not really,
yeah, that's
in terms of like,
good,
yeah, they're not really there for the same motives that you have.
Exactly.
So it was like a thing of stepping back,
mm-hmm.
reevaluating and be like, okay,
mm-hmm.
let me just focus on the things that I
and if that person comes
if the
along,
person comes along, then they come along, man.
Hey, to be fair, we've made some really good connections.
Definitely.
In uni.
Definitely.
I can't lie. I've met
some really great people.
Yeah, some really great people.
But
can't
you
complain.
Know, you have to just. I think it's just a thing of also, just focus on what you're supposed to be doing.
Exactly.
Rely on God, and I feel like He'll provide with time.
Yeah, with time. Yeah, the worst thing that you can do is actually rush.
Mm.
I would not advise.
Mm.
Such things never end. I've had to talk to some of my female friends and male friends about, you know, the decisions that they've made, and it's quite something.
It's quite something, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
I know we touched on the friend thing, but I think this can be like one of the last things we talk about.
Yeah, sure.
You know, in university, there's always a thing of like, no, I want to imitate what my friends have. Or, you know, a thing of like, your friends go out to the most expensive restaurants, and you are there like, okay, I also want to try and do it. So like, what was your experience, if you have had an experience, or like, what do you think about that sort of aspect of university?
Okay, when it came to such a, I would say I've never really experienced like that sort of situation,
mm-hmm.
because the people that I was staying with were like some very, very chilled people. Mm. Most of the time, what we used to do, it's like, okay, not all of us were like introverts, but it's a guy's house,
mm-hmm.
and we like almost the same things or similar things.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a console there, we had a
mm-hmm.
TV, everything was just set, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't necessarily think, oh, okay, these guys are going out, and how am I going to adjust to this sort of thing? And I feel like mostly the ones who have pressure in that sort of area might be girls.
Yeah.
Because, they might have that sort of pressure, oh, they're going to these fancy places or whatever. How am I going to, like, adjust my life and try to, I feel. But for me, personally,
also be like a relationship thing, For example, 100%. Yeah, like, for example, you're dating someone and, you know, she sees her friend's boyfriend buying her so many expensive things, and you're like, okay, maybe, you know, she tells you about it, and you're like, okay, now I have to try and, like, copy the guy. I have to reach his level, you know?
And my friend, like, you find that you've got so many, groceries are more expensive than I thought, man.
Me too, bro.
I'm even, like, I even give juice to my parents, and, like, how have you been managing?
Yeah.
It's expensive.
It definitely is.
Ha. Now you see, you're trying to like, now, one thing, just bro, be yourself, man.
Mm.
And I think the type of person that you're with, I feel like you should be able to open up to a point where she should know that, you're in university. You're not going to do the most.
Mm-hmm.
Like, some people have businesses and whatever, they have side hustles.
Mm-hmm.
But one the expectations that are coming from you, bro, you're just a kid, bro.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this, you're still trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
As long as you are doing something that's going to better your financial situation in the future, then you're doing good, my brother.
Yeah.
There shouldn't be any sort of external influence from other people. If she brings... How would you feel if your girl came to you and said, no, okay, I've seen Mubanga's, Mubanga's boyfriend does this, and you don't do this for me, and whatever. And Mubanga's boyfriend is a working class guy, or whatever. How would you handle that sort of thing, bro?
I feel like just stick to your roots, man.
Yeah,
and just know your levels and know your limits.
Know your limits.
You know, if you know that, you know, you can't afford this sort of thing.
Yeah, don't do it.
Instead of you stressing yourself trying to, take loans from people, whereby you're like,
Can
I borrow some money? Can I borrow some money? I'll pay it back.
Yeah.
And then you end up borrowing and you can't pay money. Like, just know what you're there
what
for,
you can do,
know
yeah.
what you can afford, what be happy afford. With, be
yes.
happy and content with what
yes,
you have.
Yes, yes,
and
yes.
I feel like, yeah, from there, just be yourself.
Yeah,
man.
Like if you want to do, like, I'm down mm-hmm. for like guys who, like, I think about guys who do nice things for their girls, and I'm just like, yeah, that's really good, man. Like,
mm-hmm.
if you're able to be in a space where, let's say you're not financially secure yet, bro,
mm-hmm.
you can save and still do something that's within
mm-hmm.
what you can manage,
your budget, yeah.
but you've shown that effort, and I'm telling you, bro,
it goes along.
That girl who really loves you for who you are, will appreciate anything that you do on Valentine's Day, as long as you put in real effort and time, because you understand the type of space that you're in and
mm-hmm.
whatever. That comparison thing is can
very
really
real,
get to
bro.
Guys. I know people who have stuff, bro. Like he's stabbing himself and he's trying to impress
so and
so,
his friends,
his girlfriend,
and whatever. Yeah.
Or people who live like a fake life. You don't have a car, my friend. Let's get in a bus, bro.
It's okay,
like,
to,
it's
walk.
Okay to walk. Come on, guys.
Yeah.
You know, don't fake the lifestyle. It's going to consume you.
I think the pressure in university is definitely there.
Yeah,
it's kind of higher than high school, you know.
Most definitely.
Definitely,
most
because
definitely.
It's there, you know, you have so many people coming from different backgrounds and you're trying to, you know, put yourself up there, trying to establish yourself.
Yeah.
Make yourself known to people and everything. So I feel like you just really have to know your place.
Yeah.
You know, be happy with what you have.
Yeah.
And yeah, you everything will come in its time, you know. Just be patient.
Trust God, you know.
That's true.
Trust God, bro.
Yeah. I think that's all we can say in terms of university for now.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening to the first episode of season 2 of The Odd Topic. Okay, sign us out.
If you like this episode, make sure to follow all of us on Instagram. That's 12YCHARLIE, KC Kandeke, Ngenda Kakuo, and Glenda Lubuto. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Have a wonderful day or night, whatever it is. We love you. Bye.
Bye-bye.